Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 19th of March, recording at 8:32 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, my view expressed in these audios and also comment of the day since the end of January was that global stock markets were due for at least a well-earned reaction and consolidation. And the reason for that, of course, was that we had had the very strong rally, which began in, for most markets, in November, some of them a little bit earlier, and carried well through the whole January period. Now, inevitably, in a pause of that nature, that suspect markets in which global investors had less confidence would see bigger corrections. Conversely, favored stock markets, for whatever reasons, would see smaller pullbacks and perhaps mostly ranging phases. It was also my hope, and I felt that this was had a reasonable chance, that overall it would not be a dramatic setback on average. And the reason for that expectation was that we had seen some of the world's worst trouble spots. Well, we'd seen a bit of a calm relative to the fears that had existed previously, not least in Europe overall. And the U.S. economy had impressed generally. Asia's growth was setting the pace, really. China had its best rally in a number of months, starting in December. And Japan was a exciting recovery situation following a dramatic change in policy in an effort to curb deflation and to create a genuine economic recovery in that country. So there were lots of reasons for hoping that we might see less of a big shakeout and as I say, more of a normal bull market type reaction and consolidation. And last but not least, and the most important of those reasons, was the very powerful monetary tailwind that these markets were receiving. Now, that my expectation and hope was also reflected by the VIX index, which had dropped down to its lowest levels in a number of months. And VIX had actually fell to a new reaction low, I think it was early last week, but it had pushed up subsequently and was really quite strong in here today, although not at anywhere near levels that we've seen during previous stock market corrections. Now, where are we in this global pullback and reaction and consolidation phase? Well, first, I'm convinced that it's still continuing in here today, and most stock markets are actually down on the day. Europe is soft generally, following the following the bigger pullback that it's seen relative to other markets. Asia, which had been a relative strength holdout, is softer in here today for the most part, and some of the ASEAN stock market indices have begun to break to the downside. I mean, Philippines was quite soft last week, having been quite overextended relative to its 200-day moving average. And it also continued in that vein in here today. We also see softness in the Americas, but including a sharp reaction in Mexico, down 1.28%, and also Bolivia, beg your pardon, not Bolivia, the Brazilian market, down just over 1%. But interestingly, Wall Street, which has been a relative strength standout, firmed here late in the day, And that occurred when the Cyprus legislature really vetoed the requirement that their bank deposits be tapped. Now, this has received a lot of exposure. My own view is that in terms of the numbers involved, it ought to be a tempest in a teacup. But it is also a reminder, if we needed one, that not all was actually well in Europe. And so, therefore, the shockwaves that that situation can generate are somewhat larger than would otherwise be the case. Now, we saw, as I mentioned, Wall Street rally when the news came out that they had voted against that move, and the ECB was quick to step in and say that it would support Cyprus. But what we're left with is a situation where politicians in the northern European economies are very unhappy at the continued bailouts that they have had to provide for the southern European economies, and not least because of their own political vulnerability as a result of agreeing to these bailouts overall. So let's put it this way. The euro is not a happy marriage here among all these different countries, or I should say, not a happy union at this stage, and we're going to have to live with that for the foreseeable future. But we do have an inspired ECB governor in Super Mario Draghi. And it'll be interesting to see if he is able to steady the ship here once again following this Cyprus situation, which is still a breaking story. So we don't know fully how this will all play out, although my guess is that they'll stick to their vote and that the central bank will take over and support Cyprus. Now, not surprisingly, Europe is seeing one of the bigger pullbacks among stock markets. The relative strength handouts, I mentioned those had been the ASEAN sector for such a long time, but they're starting to weaken, and that is really a signal that we could possibly be at the latter stages or have entered the latter stages of this corrective phase. Now, that would suggest that we're at least halfway through this corrective process, but it's usually the latter part of the corrective process that is somewhat more dramatic. So I'd be a little careful in here. I think that I'd not be running in to buy very much, but equally, I don't think I would be feeling any great pressure to sell in these markets overall. Now, the relative strength handouts, just to finish on those, in addition to Wall Street, Japan, which remains one of the most interesting stories overall. And I think this is an extremely bullish development, and I think that it will be with us actually for quite some time. But more importantly than my view on this is that as long as the stock market remains a relative strength leader globally, the Japanese stock market remains a relative strength leader globally, then this, and as long as Shinzo Abe's opinion poll ratings remain very favorable, then this is still a bull market recovery story of an unspecified duration. But my feeling is that at minimum it will be a cyclical bull market, but it has a chance of being somewhat stronger than that. Now, and lasting somewhat longer than that, a good chance. Now, what else to mention? The US dollar is firm in here. We see that usually when we get stock market corrective phases. The euro is weak. We shouldn't be surprised in seeing that that situation. It's fallen back to 1.2883 against the US dollar. The Japanese yen is also soft. This is a managed sell-off. What was interesting yesterday, we saw on the Cyprus news, we saw a sharp rally in the Japanese yen, so that would have been caused by some short covering, but I assume that the BOJ intervened because the losses were, or sorry, the strength was completely offset later on by selling of the Japanese yen. Now, elsewhere in the markets, government bond markets are relatively steady, including up here again today. And we can expect that also when investors are a little bit nervous, or very nervous, depending on which view they have regarding global stock markets. My view overall, as you know, is that government bond markets, these long-dated issues, are at the end of their overall bull market cycle. It's just a matter of how big the top formations turn out to be. But I think the long-term outlook is going to be one of weakness in those government bond prices. In other words, yields pushing somewhat higher. But I don't think there's any chance of a surge higher in U.S. Treasuries or gilts or German bunds anytime soon, not least because of the tailwind of monetary policy. There's still a lot of buying taking place in that sector. Precious metals, interesting here right now. Gold has been steady, not least due to this Cyprus situation. It's a little bit like the type of action that we saw nearly a year ago when gold was finding support and ranging in that mid-1500 to $1,600 level. And it's steady here today. Currently it's 1612 and 45, which is the upper side of that range, really. I don't think there's too much downside risk in gold, but equally I don't think that it's likely to surge in here. One of the negative signals for gold today is that some of the other precious metals have softened. Now, platinum, for instance, has fallen back down to 1556. The higher side of its range is around that $1,700 level, as you may recall. Also, palladium, which had been up in the 770s, and not long ago, I think last week, but that's fallen back to 738. So that was down nearly $27 in here today. And I just think, well, we've seen a loss of the overall uptrend consistency that we had in most of the precious metals. And that doesn't mean that they're going to collapse. I think that's quite unlikely, but equally, it has certainly postponed another run to the upside, in my view. And on that note, all the best to all of you.